WFP country representative Mary Ellen McGrotty says the humanitarian community is appalled by continued attacks targeting humanitarians and their assets in South Sudan, which disrupts the delivery of life-saving assistance.
Following the latest attack, the World Food Programme has been forced to temporarily pause its convoy movements out of Bor, Jonglei State, for the second time in as many weeks to reassess mitigation measures.
McGrotty says the Jonglei corridor, where the movements of the aid convoy have been suspended, is critical for WFP food pre-positioning ahead of the rainy season when roads are inaccessible and more than a million people in Jonglei and Pibor rely on humanitarian food assistance. McGrotty says the Jonglei corridor, where the movements of the aid convoy have been suspended, is critical for WFP food pre-positioning ahead of the rainy season when roads are inaccessible and more than a million people in Jonglei and Pibor rely on the humanitarian food assistance.
The safety and security of staff and contractors is paramount. And when incidents like this occur, it is the women, the children and the men in desperate need of assistance who suffer the most.
In a statement released today, UN OCHA said a humanitarian convoy of more than 100 trucks transporting food and other humanitarian assistance came under attack on Friday. Two contracted drivers were shot dead in the attack, one fatally. Another person died in a road traffic accident as a direct result of the incident. A humanitarian staff was also injured and is currently receiving treatment. Joseph Inganji, head of UN OCHA in South Sudan, says the attack is the latest in a series of escalating incidents targeting humanitarian convoys and workers across South Sudan.
The humanitarian community in South Sudan strongly condemns the targeted attack on humanitarian assets and staff in Jonglei State, in which two people were killed and others seriously injured.
UN OCHA says that while humanitarians continue to provide much-needed support across parts of the country, the continuation of violent attacks hampers their efforts. The humanitarian body is calling on South Sudanese authorities to take urgent action to improve security, protect civilians, and humanitarian personnel. It also says the perpetrators should be brought to justice. Iganji says the latest attack underscores the dangerous environment in which aid workers operate in South Sudan.
South Sudan is one of the most dangerous places for aid workers, with 9 humanitarian workers killed in the line of duty and 418 incidents reported in 2022. Before this incident, since the beginning of the year, 3 aid workers were killed while on duty providing critical services to the most vulnerable affected by the protracted humanitarian situation.
The United States Embassy in Juba also condemned the incident in a statement issued Monday. It calls on the leaders of the transitional government of South Sudan and its security forces to prevent attacks on humanitarian aid workers and staff. Efforts to reach the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission chair, Manasseh Lomole, were unsuccessful, as Manasseh says his office is not yet in a position to comment on the story. Iganji says there were more than 20 violent incidents against humanitarian staff and assets in January alone this year. That is more than double what it was in January 2022. So far this year, an estimated 9.4 million people in South Sudan are projected to need humanitarian assistance or protection services, said UN OCHA. UN OCHA says the humanitarian situation is worsened by endemic violence, access constraints, operational interference, public health challenges, and climate shocks such as flooding and a localized drought. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.